Blog Talk Radio.
Carla B., and this is eBuzz. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to EOTM Radio, where you are always sure to get your daily dose of the three E's, encouragement, empowerment, and enlightenment, or at least we hope you get those three things. Most definitely, I think you'll get them today. World AIDS Day is today, and we're opening up the phone lines to our listeners to find out exactly what World AIDS Day means to you. So you could definitely call into our studio line, 718-664-6543. Again, 718-664-6543, and we're wanting to open up the phone lines and speak with our listeners to find out exactly what this date means to you. What are you doing to keep yourself aware in this pandemic? Before I open up the phone lines, I want to share a couple of things with you guys in regards to AIDS. Ignorance and prejudice are actually fueling the spread of a preventable disease. And there's no other way to put it. I'm just going to put it out there like that. World AIDS Day is a great opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV and AIDS. It's up to you, it's up to me, it's up to all of us to stop the spread of HIV and end the prejudice. It's all about empowering minds. And with that, I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines to our first caller. She is actually, she's one of our DJs. She goes by the name of DJ Relati. You are live on EOTM Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Hey.
Hey, so you heard me. You heard
yeah.
the spiel. You
well,
know
basically,
what today
I wanted
is.
To say that the people, like everybody in the world, it's so many, like I don't even know, I didn't even know about World AIDS Day until today when I heard about the show.
Okay.
And I just wish there was more people who knew about this and who actually cared enough to go get tested. There's so many people who, you know what I'm saying, don't want to get tested because they think, oh, there's no symptoms. But AIDS is the one disease where there will not be any symptoms for years and years and years until you get full-blown AIDS. And I just wish that there was more people that would go get tested on this day, you know, and
right.
just make effort.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, so what does it mean to you? What does the day mean to you? What are you doing to keep yourself aware? Yeah.
Well, to keep myself aware, like, the people around me, the people who I can reach, I talk to them all the time about getting tested, making sure they're protected, and they protect the people around them, you know?
Right.
And to me, this day means to protect your friends and your family.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely appreciate you calling in, sharing with us, DJ Relati. I want to put something out there. These are statistics that I found today on the CDC website, and it is very scary. It showed that 1 in 5 people have HIV and don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I believe it too.
You're surprised
yeah.
what? You said you're surprised. Oh.
I just wish there was more people that would get tested early on. Because
right.
if they got tested early on, they wouldn't have that unprotected sex, and there wouldn't be this many people. And if more people would use protection when they had sex, then there wouldn't be this many people who had this disease.
Right, right. Well, again, thank you so much, DJ Relati, for chiming in with us for this show. Definitely appreciate it. And make sure if you're on Facebook, share our links. You know, sharing is caring. And a lot of people, like you said, you didn't even know it was a World AIDS Day until you saw our posting on Facebook. So make sure you keep sharing because sharing is caring. Thanks so much, DJ Relati.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Mind-boggling, I tell you. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, and we'll open up the phone lines. Hold tight.
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Strong, but you see, even that turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy?
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you outside?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurted.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire people.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the message
that the ruler, you know, Rick threw, you know, and it's true.
You know what?
Welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B., and I am holding down the E-Buzz show tonight. Topic of discussion, World AIDS Day. How are you facing AIDS and HIV? How are you keeping yourself aware? So this is a show for you, the listeners, and I would love for each and every one of you to call in and share with the EOTM listeners what World AIDS Day means to you. And with that, I want to open up the phone line. I do want to definitely appreciate everybody chiming and giving us a portion of their evening. Got my girl Diva Q, as she calls us, and I always mess it up. I think she says sister from another mister, but I could be wrong. Diva Q.
That's right, sister from another mister.
See, I got it right this time. But girlfriend, I definitely I want to say thank you, Diva Q, for giving us a portion of your evening and calling in, sharing. sharing your views when it comes to World AIDS Day and what it means to you. So I definitely want to say thanks and welcome to your EOTM family once again.
Yes, yes. Well, I want to say thank you, Carla, for having me on. Say shout out to the whole EOTM family. I love y'all. You know, hey, still EOTM affiliated. I love y'all to death. So, hey, you can't get rid of me.
Okay, and we ain't trying to either, Bookie.
That's
we
right.
love you. You're going to be my girl for life, another 20
That's
years.
That's right.
Yes, yes. But
That's
I don't know
right.
if you heard this, Diva Q, as far as the statistics that I shared with DJ Relati that just called in. The statistics, and I got this from the CDC website, 1 in 5 people have HIV and don't even know it.
Wow. That's astonishing. Wow. Only thing I can say is wow. That's sad, but wow. You know, a lot of people, everyone needs to. And I heard before, you know, we need to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. Get tested. Abstinence. Protect yourself if you're going to have sex, because you know you have to break that chain somewhere. You know, it's not fair to keep spreading that around.
Nope.
You know, it really is, and it's not fair to the next person that's unaware. To spread that around, you know. So, wow. That's the only thing I say is wow.
Okay. So tell me, what does World AIDS Day mean to Diva Q?
What does World AIDS Day mean to me? Let me see. Well, World AIDS Day means to Diva Q, I look at it as a very special day. And the reason why I look at it as a very special day, aside from other days, is because it's given dignity and faces
right.
to those of us, our brothers and sisters, our friends, our family members, associates that have fallen, you know, that was stricken from this terrible disease. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know, it's not a gay thing. A lot of people look at it as being a gay thing. They can't get it, especially a lot of younger kids. The younger generation really needs to open up, because I was told that a lot of it is running rampant in the younger community.
Yes.
Because of them, a lot of this has to do with the videos. I look at, you know, the videos, the sex and all that. You know, they glorify stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
A young person that's very impressionable
right.
would take on that, you know, they want to have all these kind of women or whatever you want to call them,
mm-hmm.
big cars and all that, and it all plays into that, you know, as far as sex. You know, they don't protect themselves. You know, a lot of them are not even waiting until they are over 18 or when they get married, you know, just to
mm-hmm.
have sex. So they just
mm-hmm.
do it, you know, because maybe their homeboy or their homegirls are doing it, you know.
Right.
One other thing on that is, you know, you have to be a leader, you know, not a follower. But, you know, the thing with this, like I say, is so special is because, you know, I think everyone knows someone or someone that knows someone that has been touched by this disease.
Yes, ma'am.
And yes, it has. I have in my family, it has touched my family, you know, and it's a devastating disease. You look at, like, if you just say you have a brother or a sister or someone that you grew up with, you know, you don't think years down the line that, you know, this person's not going to be with you because they were touched with that disease.
Right.
And it's not just sex. It's not a sex thing. You know, you do have spouses that didn't know that were stricken with the disease. That's
mm-hmm.
unfair. But you
mm-hmm.
have, you know, it's not just a sex thing, or it's not just a drug thing. People catch this disease as well. People catch the disease by blood transfusions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what was going on back then. It's a lot of different ways that you can catch the disease. And I look at it like now, there's so many different forms of the disease and how you can get it, you know. I don't think that they even discovered every which way you can get it, you know.
Right.
But I look at it as a special day because it really gives dignity to those who have fallen, you know. And I think everyone should reach out and grab the hands of someone that's younger or just kind of teach them, you know. If
mm-hmm.
you're not going to abstain from having sex, then wrap it up, you know.
Right.
Give that other person a choice. You know, if you get stricken by the disease, I'm sure you were upset when you got stricken with the disease. So don't pass it on to others.
Right.
It's a hard thing, you know.
It is. It really is. And basically, I'll put this out there that our hopes here at EOTM is to raise awareness about the impact of HIV and AIDS and the many lives lost in the United States and Africa and India. We're definitely wanting to help fight this stigmata of HIV and create more awareness. Because I know people know that the disease is still there. I know by this time it's 2010, so I think statistics show that everybody knows somebody that knew somebody that has been afflicted with AIDS and HIV. So our hopes is that, you know, you definitely try to become more aware and stop, just shake off the ignorance. You know, it's time to, there's no need for anybody to be ignorant when it comes to this particular disease. You know,
exactly.
Information
exactly.
is out there. Yeah, so, yeah, there's no
And you
need
know
for
what,
that.
Carla?
Uh-huh.
You know, another thing, a lot of people have to understand that back in, I want to say the 80s, when I can remember when it was coming out, it was such a scare, you know, it was like everyone was so scared. But, you know, the scary thing about it is that it's more rampant now. It's more mm-hmm. people who have it now than it was back then. And we have our young kids coming up. You know, you don't know exactly who you don't. You look at your child. You know, you want your child to bury you. You don't want to bury your child or your grandchildren.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
you want to grow up with them. But you don't
mm-hmm.
know exactly. Like, I have two daughters. I don't know who the next person that they're going to be with, whether they have it or not, if they tell my kids. You know,
right.
And that's something that I'm going to have to deal with.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It really is.
What I want to do right now is take a quick commercial break. DVQ, I don't know how much time you have. If you want to stick around, that's fine. If you have to hang up, that's fine also. We definitely appreciate your time. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to open up the call to some other people to share with us what World AIDS Day means to them. Hold tight, everybody. We're going to take a 30-second break.
Hey, I need to know about some PR. PR at work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me something about it, Sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, Sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selective and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client...
Yeah, I'm interested.
Please email pr@eotmradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our L.A. office. Or 678-548-9466 in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an office in D.C., which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all them numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, then, baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
Yes, sir, you will always need a publicist, and when you do, you can call on EOTM, that's for sure. We are back with our segment on World AIDS Day. How are you creating awareness for yourself, for your friends, and for your family? And we are taking calls from our listeners. If you are wanting to call in, you could definitely call in and speak with me, Carla B., 718-664-6543. The next caller that we are going to unmute, and let me go ahead and unmute Mocha D also right now, but I want to speak with Sparkle. She's calling from the Valley, and she wanted to share with our listeners what World AIDS Day means to her. Welcome to EOTM, Sparkle.
Hi, how are you?
I am just super, super fantastic. I'm just happy that people are calling in, sharing their thoughts and their views when it comes to this day. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, World AIDS Day means to me is people reaching out, getting the help that they need, being more aware about it, knowing that they can go out and get support and get the help that they need. So
yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And as I stated before, as far as what we are trying to do here at EOTM, we're looking to help create awareness about the impact of AIDS and HIV and the many lives that are lost in internationally as well as nationally and locally, all that. But we're definitely trying
mm-hmm.
to help create awareness And so it maybe it's something that you heard on this show, maybe it was some of the statistics that we showed or that we shared. Whatever the case, if you find something really, you know, that you feel like you want to share with your friends or your peers, definitely do that. Because one of the statistics I heard today, which was just so mind-boggling to me, was that 1 in 5 people have HIV and don't even know it.
Wow. So it doubled. It got even worse.
Yeah, and they don't even know it, you know.
Because
and
people,
what? What were you saying?
Because people don't know. They don't go get help. They don't go get tested. They're unaware.
Yep, they are unaware, and what we're trying to do is help people become more aware. You know, you have to take responsibility for your life, you know?
Yes, exactly.
That's what it is. You can either take responsibility for your life or, you know, you could just, you know, play Russian roulette with it. So thank you so much, Sparkle, for calling. And I don't know where you saw the advertisement as far as to listen to this particular show. But if you can, if it was on Facebook, make sure you share that with some of your Facebook friends, you know, because we're definitely trying to, you know, impact, you know, if it be only social media, you know, for this particular day, that's perfectly fine. But we're definitely trying to create awareness. So thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. I got my girl Mocha D. I am... Hey, Mocha D.
Mocha D is in the house. What's cracking? What's cracking, lacka lacka?
Girl, it's all about you. It's all about you, Mocha D. It's always good to have you side by side again on EOTM.
I'm loving it more than you ever know, man. I miss how talking to you with all this inspiration and motivation and all that good stuff you be having going on. But you know what? The show you're doing today.
Yes.
To be at the top of my list for inspiring people. And I just want to commend you. And I got something planned for you, Carla B., but we're not going to talk about it. If it's all right, I'd like to really just cut straight to the chase because we're talking about something very dear to me. For many reasons, like Diva Q was saying, and I wanted to tell her that I love her, but she was saying that everyone got somebody, you know, has been touched some families. Now, not only directly has it touched my family, but I have a friend, a very, very dear friend, and I would have called it a little sooner, but I was actually trying to get him on the line. He has AIDS, and his whole family actually has AIDS. And
wow.
It's really sad. It's really sad. He's got an AIDS foundation, AIDS Awareness Foundation going on, an organization. It's called, for anyone that's in that's listening, please go to the site. It's FLACC, Families Living with AIDS. And basically, he didn't know that he had AIDS. He had, you know, whatever went on in his life. Honestly, I never even got into all the details with him because it's very personal. But he did not know that he had AIDS. He got married and had children. Three children, and when one of his children got sick, that's when he discovered that she had AIDS, and they boiled it all down, narrowed it all down.
Do you believe that, though?
Yes,
you believe
I do.
His story? Okay.
Because he's here to help people, and the bottom line is, and I'm very cold. I'm outside right now, very cold.
Oh, damn.
So give me 1 second.
Okay.
The thing is, he really did not know. And the type of person that he is, I can't see him doing that to anyone.
Right.
Anyone. You know what I mean? He's a loving, well-rounded, I mean, well, great, big-hearted
right.
man.
Right.
You know? Anyway, so basically his daughter did die. She did pass on. And after she passed on, the mother, excuse me one moment, because I'm actually – outside.
That's
after
fine.
She passed on, the mother eventually passed on last year. The mother passed on. And he's still here with his 14-year-old. And
so it's just them two left.
24-year-old. the 24-year-old daughter, and the 14-year-old is here. So, and himself, and just recently I had received a call, and he was talking suicide.
You know, that
got to
be, Mocha D, I can't even fathom that. For this, okay, so the husband, he didn't know he had AIDS. And he goes on to get married and have three kids, and all the three kids and the wife, you know, has AIDS because of, wow. I mean, we know that there's a lot of people out there that's afflicted with HIV and AIDS. For a whole entire family to be impacted with it, I mean, the statistics really make sense. Before you go on, I want to share some statistics with our listeners. According to a United Nations report, 33 million people in the world have AIDS. And I'm going to repeat that. 33 million people in the world have AIDS. In the United States, more than 1 million people are living with HIV. Education and routine testing, in my opinion, as well as opinion of many, many people, education and routine testing are important and fundamental to battling this pandemic. If more people educated themselves when it comes to it, but, you know, I think that in the United States, it's not even really education with us. Because we all know what HIV and AIDS does. What I feel the majority of the people who are still having unprotected sex, still playing risque and all that stuff, they feel like it can't touch them. You know, like, okay, it's not going to happen to me. But when are you going to start, you know, being smart about this? You this disease has killed millions of people, devastated millions of lives, and you still want to play Russian roulette with your life as well as everybody else's life around you. That's just crazy to me.
You know, and it's so crazy that, like I said, he had no idea, and that goes back to, you know, I mean, just checking it out. Go get your physicals. Go get tested. But the thing is, it can lay doormat. And a lot of, you know, like they said, go undetected for 10 years. It can go undetected. You know what I mean?
Right.
In a blood clot somewhere, just chilling. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Then he had no idea until his daughter passed on. The mother died a year ago, and it was awful because I watched her suffer. And she was a sweetheart. And a 14-year-old daughter. And you know what? Let me tell you something that's so ridiculous. There are people that's actually jealous of this 14-year-old daughter. They're jealous of her. They're jealous of this girl because different societies and programs and organizations take her to Disneyland. Give her
People are retarded. That comes in the pattern of ignorance. It truly does. We're going to take a really quick song break. Mocha D, I hope you can stay with me for a minute and share, because you got so much knowledge, and I want to share actually a personal story of my own when it comes to this devastating disease, a couple stories actually. But before we take that commercial break, I want to let the listeners know, well, definitely I want to make sure that they actually subscribe to receive alerts to future shows on EOTM Radio. We actually have a show that will be airing right after my show. It'll be at 1 a.m. Say to say, she'll be discussing Lil Kim Disses versus Nicki Minaj. So make sure you guys are listening into that show at 1 a.m. We got it 24/7 going on here, y'all. So hold tight. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
Everything's okay. Everything's okay, yeah. Everything's okay, yeah. All that night, thoughts I had, thinking about little shorty in my bed. Yeah,
I'm reminiscing all the good and bad. Should I stay or pack my bag? I feel the phone start vibrating in my pants. I glance at it once, toss the phone on the bed. Close my eyes, shake my head. Think about what she went through long ago. Between her and that nigga I find on the floor. Black and blue, pale and cold. He put his hands on her, she can't let it go. So all through life, trust gotta be an issue. What she do after that, she got her pistol. Swore to God that the next time she'll make him suffer. I've been thinking about you all day, say I love you. So I pick up the phone and I say,
oh my.
I'm that guy. I go fast, you go slow. I say yes, you say no. Girl, you hot like a stove. We fly high, don't let go. Problem with your bills, worry no more. And everything that you have, just leave it at your door. The brighter the moon, the brighter you're picking the stars. The brighter you are, ain't nothing as big as your heart. And if you need me, baby, I won't be far. I'm right round the corner watching you from a distance. And if you call me up, I'm right there to listen. I tell her that she's fine, she likes the attention. You mean the world, I see it in my vision. We got a bond that we can't break.
Ooh. Oh my.
You know, girl, you bad. First time I saw shorty, had to be amazed. I never seen such beauty all in one face. Red bone, pretty face, and she likes the bone. Nice lips, big hips, and her mama swole. Yeah, I can take your ass on the ride. All you have to do, baby, is let me inside. I'm loving your style, I'm loving your swag, and I don't give a fly or what you did in the past. I'm on a mission, tonight's your ignition. We gotta buy most folks out here wishing. I'm your man, you my girl. I'm your world, you my pearl. Anyway it goes, shorty, I'm right there. Everything is A-OK, alright?
On my mind all the time. Don't you sigh.
Everything's okay.
In the rain, in the snow, don't be sad.
Everything's okay.
On my mind all the time. Don't you sigh.
Everything's okay.
In the rain, in the snow, don't be sad.
Everything's okay.
On my mind all the time. Don't you sigh.
Everything's
in the rain, in the snow, don't be sad.
Calling to the nation, calling to the nations. Pope Gospel Radio plays the best in music. With Kirk Carr, we lift our hands. Mary. Marvin Sapp. The new single with Ron Anthony. Vicky whining, How I Got Over.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, How I Got Over. How I Got Over. My soul.
That's right, y'all. Tune in to Pope Gospel Radio, calling to the nation. Winning souls into the kingdom of God. Giving to the less fortunate. Teaching the gospel to the nation. Providing places of entertainment for Christians to enjoy. Tune in to Pope Gospel Radio 24/7. Churches, gospel singers, gospel rappers, get your 30-second spot.
directing listeners to your site to hear your word, your rap, purchase your music for a low price of $300 for the full month. We will play your spot on vbcradio.com. Email us at thetakeover@vbcradio.com and tell them Ron Anthony sent you.
Hey, hey, welcome back, everybody, to EOTM Radio. This is Carla B., and I'm the topic of discussion tonight, World AIDS Day. How are you facing AIDS and HIV? How are you creating awareness? And right now we have my girl, Mocha D., my girl, my ride or die.
It's Mocha D. In the building.
Yes, yes. So go ahead and share. You, say it again.
I said, remember, I used to work your nerves doing that. Mocha D is in the house.
Yeah, girl, that was your trademark. You never knew. You never knew. That was your trademark, girl. Everybody, they would instant message, like, where's Mocha D in the house? So definitely, yeah.
Mocha
Hold
D.
on 1 second. Yes, okay. Yes, she is. Hold tight. We want to unmute a caller, 310-498. You are live on EOTM Radio. Do you want to share with us what World AIDS Day means to you?
Well, just first of all, hello to everybody.
Okay.
This is Matt, Sun's Magazine.
Oh, one of our sponsors. Hey, what's up?
Right. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to everybody and tell you what this day means to me. I had one close person to me passed away from AIDS, and it's not something that you want to fool with. You know, everybody needs to get tested on a regular basis. It's very important. It's vital. I believe the statistic is I think half of the new AIDS patients are Black African American females. That's a lot. I believe that statistic is correct.
Well, let me break it down. Let me break before you go any further. I'll share the statistics that I pulled for this show. Number one, there's one in five people have HIV and don't even know it. According to a United Nations report, 33 million people in the world have AIDS. In the United States, more than 1 million people are living with HIV. So, yes. So in order for us to be able to battle this pandemic, it's going to have to be education and routine testing. And I want to tell the listeners that you can go whatever city you're in. If you're in Los Angeles, you can Google Los Angeles free AIDS testing. There are some free AIDS testing sites in every city in the United States. And there's free AIDS testing sites in countries, in other countries as well. Everything is at your fingertips. I'll have some phone numbers internationally as well as nationally before we end our show tonight. Go ahead, Stunis Mag.
Yeah, it's just to reiterate what you just said. There's no reason for anyone to not get tested. There's really no reason for it. It's just a Hello?
Excuse me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I just can't stress the importance of getting tested on a regular basis and using a condom when you're having sex. It's just so important. You know, we gotta do something because this is gonna be an epidemic if it's not
it's already
considered an epidemic.
It's a pandemic. It's a pandemic. It's an epidemic. It's a climademic. It's a chimademic. However you wanna look at it, it's an endemic, for real.
Right.
So
I got you.
Yeah.
It's endemic.
I done made a new word. And you just
I'm not gonna stay on too long. I just wanted to call in and show my support for the show, and for EOTM and for you, Carla. So. You guys have a good night, and I hope you have a great show, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. I'm Stunis
Mag. No problem.
Thanks so much.
All right, have a good night.
You too. And Mocha D.
Wow. Yeah, that was the business to hear Stunis Mag on the line, you know. So, you know, that's crazy how it touches every life. And we just do a universal candlelight around this madness, you know what I mean?
Right, right. You know, I'll share a story with you guys as well when it comes to this particular disease, and I know Mocha D, she can attest to it because she actually was there. Right, I mean, she was there also. I have a brother who passed away about 10 years ago. About 10 years ago from AIDS, and it was so devastating to see a family member go through that. And Mocha D, she actually, I mean, I took him in at one time when things got too rough for me. Mocha D took him in. So we were there for him as a family. But there was, I mean, it's just so unfortunate. No one should even have to do that because there's a such thing called prevention and, you know, just being aware and being a little bit smarter and not necessarily thinking or not thinking at all that it can't happen to you. Because there's yeah. no such things as a Superman or a Superwoman. You know, we all bleed, everybody's blood is red. So,
Carla B, if I may interject for a second, do you mind?
Oh, no, go ahead.
You know, during the time that I spent with him, he told me, and you probably know, but he told me that he had condoms everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the people that believe that you can call me foolish or whatever or just ignorant, but I believe you can get AIDS through saliva because if he is correct, and like many people have said that they were using condoms, if he is correct, then perhaps you can get it through through saliva.
No,
I mean,
that's
fluid.
Not, yeah, but that's.
I know. I'm just saying, it is a body fluid. It is fluid. It is from your body. It is, you know, it's fluid.
You going to start something, people going to start kicking people out the house that they're taking care of because they're getting afraid that they're drinking out the same cup. You going to start something, Mocha D.
Oh, no, Carla B, you know me. This is one thing that I believe society will not tell or not really speak out on because they know people are going to freak out. But I believe, heard it first, that EOTM, Mocha D, and Carla B believes this. No,
I didn't say that. Wow. Put that disclaimer out there. No, no. No such way. But, you know, I mean, I've during the course of the time that we've been on EOTM radio, when it comes to some the conspiracy theories that you've brought to EOTM, I've actually found my way leaning more so towards your side than the other side. So you just never know. But what I would say is definitely it's all about education and it's about routine testing. You want to get tested. You want to protect yourself. And this is the only way that we're going to be able to battle this disease. And that's definitely, you know, my two cents on that. What I want to do really quickly, we got about 12 minutes left. I want to open up the phone line to the listeners. Definitely call in and share with us what your thoughts are, you know, when it comes to World AIDS Day, what does this day mean to you and how are you staying aware? So that's the topic today. 718-664-6543 is the dial-in number. And we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hold tight, y'all.
What's up? Man. Can't even explain lately, man. I'm on top of the world, yet there's so much still trying to hold me down. Got this gasoline with me, so... late night writing, monster on my desk, planning my next step, my life like a game of chess. Girls seem to come and go, but always leave a trail of footprints. I prefer the old cash, I can't stand new scent. My name seems to be the thing, beating with the truth. Sherlock Holmes beats, leave competition with no clue. Of how I got to where I am, chilling with a grin. That was just a preface, let the story begin. I'm the nightmare, underneath your bed, come to life. The fantasies of the girls that you would call your wife. I'm giving up on making friends, I don't believe that you need them. They're waiting to pull that rope so that you end up beneath them. The realness in my voice makes the people listen closely. The fact that I'm on fire make women claim that they know me. The same with these industry dudes claiming that we cool. Let it be known, partner, I don't know you.
Burn it down. Watch me burn it down. Burn it down to the ground.
swivel, never slipping. Gotta stay up on your toes, especially when it comes to women. Is it just coincidence, a chick that I was talking to is affiliated with a dude who tried to jack me with his crew? Nah, I don't think so. It was all planned out. 3 months later, she asked for a handout. Should've left her hanging, should've never said yes. 3 hours later, she quit picking in another dude's bed. Man, I swear to God, something told me she was poison. Twist up all her words, her tongue do contortion. Amazing how low people stoop to get rich. And that fat dude that was talking about these morons. Keeping many friends, might as well burn the bridge before the bull begins. Say that I be tripping and I got some trust issues. Why's it like that, Fleet? Cause I'm with you. Apologizing now, trying to make it so we good. They just playing roles, these lanes so Hollywood. No cameras on them, performing for these people's eyes. Jamie Lee Curtis chick, no such thing as true lies. I'ma do what Arnold would do and burn everything down. Last man standing, Ben Affleck of the town. About to start reacting like Zero and never talking. The only way you hear from me is if music is dropping. If you feel like I do, go on, light a match. Bring it all out. Everything you've ever kept stashed in your heart, in your mind, that they say we're here with time, burn it down.
We're not going to burn it down, y'all. I promise we're not going to burn it down. But it was a great song. Nevertheless, welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is the one and the only Carla B. I got my girl Mocha D holding the show down with me tonight. So happy to have her with me. Want to go ahead, and we got about 8 minutes left, so definitely want to be able to open up the phone line to some of the callers, you know, that want to call in and share what World AIDS Day means to them. The next caller that I'm going to unmute is a very good friend of EOTM's, Rallo of Rallo Street TV. Welcome to EOTM Radio.
Hey, what it do, Carla? Much love to EOTM Radio.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you so much. And, of course, much love to you as well. Want to, first off, thank you very much for calling in and sharing with our listeners your views on the subject. Saying that, let's get down to business. What does World AIDS Day mean to you?
Well, what World AIDS Day mean to me is it just remember how my childhood friend I grew up with had died from AIDS. And that just, you know, it reminds me to protect myself and to educate the kids that I know and see on a daily basis.
Right.
So World AIDS Day, I will always represent that day and many more days and continue to educate kids and adults, you know, on what you need to do to protect yourself from that evil disease.
Right. And I want to put it out there to the listeners really quick. Our hopes tonight, airing a show like this, this is not the first show that we've aired on World AIDS Day. As most of the listeners that have our recurring listeners, they know that I'm an activist when it comes to AIDS and HIV. My brother died from the disease a little bit over 10 years ago. Our hopes here at EOTM is to raise awareness about the impact of HIV and AIDS and the many lives lost here in the United States and in other countries, in Africa and India. So we want to continue to fight this stigma of HIV, and we want to create awareness. So this is what this show and other shows similar to this is all about. I want to put out there to the listeners also right now, according to a new United Nations report, 33 million people in the world have AIDS today. 33 million people in the world have AIDS. In the United States, more than 1 million people are living with HIV. So what's going to battle this disease, what's going to squash it like a bug is education and routine testing. That those are the two key fundamental things. You know, stop being ignorant, people in the United States, they're already educated when it comes to this. Like I said earlier today, I feel like people feel like that they have this Superman thing, like it's not going to happen to me. There is no Superman. There is no Superwoman. You know, if you lay down with someone who have AIDS or HIV, 9 out of 10 times you're going to get it. Simple as that. So simple as that. Did you want to share anything else, Amarillo?
Much love to EOTM Radio, Q Entertainment, Edge Light Entertainment, Rollo Street TV.
That's what's up. We appreciate that. Before you leave, I want to, you know, consider not this is your first time calling into EOTM Radio. Go ahead and give us a drop, a EOTM drop right now.
What kind of drop you want?
You love EOTM Radio? Something like that.
EOTM will make a lane for you, will make you a star no matter where you are. Much
That's
love, EOTM. Rollo Street
what's
TV.
That.
EOTM Radio.
What's that?
Entrepreneurs on the move. We shape the life for a better tomorrow.
We appreciate you, Rollo. Thanks for calling in. Thanks so much. And I'm look forward to having you call in on future shows. So keep the number handy, okay?
All right, take care. Love you, baby.
Oh, yes, definitely. Love you, too. Oh, my God. Let me ask, Mocha D, are you still with us? Okay, I think Mocha D may have gotten shut down a little bit, but it's okay. We have about 3 minutes left, so I definitely want to put some important information out there to you guys. Again, as I stated, the show today was World AIDS Day, and we were wanting to speak with the different, you know, some of the different listeners to find out exactly what this day means to them. Understand this. Ignorance and prejudice are fueling the spread of a preventable disease. World AIDS Day is an opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV and AIDS. It's up to you, it's up to me and us to stop the spread of HIV and prejudice and empowering our minds. And I can't even say it. You know, that's as plain as I'm going to be able to say it tonight to you guys. Before you exit our radio page, make sure that you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. We have so many new radio personalities that will be launching new shows the end of December, January 2011. So make sure that you are in the house. You are in the house and ready to receive whatever it is they're going to be sharing with you. So definitely make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. Also, 1 a.m. today, depending on where you are, about 1 a.m., about an hour from now, Say to Say will be airing her show discussing the diss that Lil' Kim gave to Nicki Minaj. So she'll be talking about that tonight. Or this morning at 1 a.m. So make sure you're listening to that. And that's my time, y'all. I'm out.
Dreaming in detail, taking pictures of tranquility, smiles of your spirit captured, stored in the heavens where they're shared amongst angels as art. Stranger to my universe, soulmate to my spirit, two lives connected with one breath, captured in the clouds. Flying through pearled gates where the angels await, souls promising each other eternity in the heavens. Baby angels that await to be placed in a mother's womb, sprinkling pastel pink rose petals that's grown from a moon's glow. Kissing the freckles on your face the angels has placed. Floating over the broom with spreading wings, landing bare feet on golden streets. This is where my spirit lives when I'm asleep. The day after eternity with you is the day.
Closer to my dream. I'm getting high. Higher, feeling in my sleep.
generation in the nation is out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and staying in tune with EOTM Radio. Is the hottest net show. All the others move over for EOTM Radio. EOTM Radio is the hottest net show. All the others move. BJ, say to say, Shante, Grandma G, Run Anthony, Diva Q, DJ, MI sub T, do what it do.
OTM Radio
is